Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Coming up, I'm going to be speaking to Robin Selko. She's the manager at the Chai FM helpline. And Yossi V, morning Yossi V, says, also choice of Christmas song. It was one of the theme songs for the movie Love Actually. Got to try and think about what Love Actually was about. Anyhow, you can send in your requests if... I don't know, we are a little bit short of time. I have more requests than I have time, but send in yours. Let's see, maybe I can even play them for you next week. Right now, it gives me tremendous pleasure to speak to Robin Selko. She is the manager at the Chai FM helpline. And good morning, Robin. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Lovely to hear your voice. Firstly, Robin, I would just want to say to you and your team, you do an incredible job. I get so much feedback about how you have helped people, and I just want to say thank you.
And you know what? On that note, I'm going to say thank you to Chai FM radio station, because so many of our calls, up to a third of them, the source of the call has been from the radio station. So indeed, by you putting the word out that we are around, it's enabling people to link into us and get the help that they need. So it's a thank you to you. You know, I know it's not Thanksgiving and we're heading for Christmas, but you can never say, there's never time not to say thank you.
Yeah.
And not to have gratitude. And I'm saying thank you for being our partner this year.
Thank you so much. Robin, what's happening with the helpline? How are you guys doing?
Such interesting trends, Kathy. Our calls have increased. When I looked last night at the latest tally, and I tallied them all up, we've got an ever-increasing trend of more and more people needing to phone in for help. Out of our total calls, only 37% of our calls were not life-threatening, giving 73% in the category of being very severe or life-threatening over this period. We've also noticed, Kathy, some fascinating trends, and I just want to talk quickly to you about these trends. First of all, the relationship trends are quite simple. Those who are in want out of the relationship, and those who are out of a relationship are lonely and want to be in a relationship.
So we're really not satisfied one way or the other.
Clearly,
when you're in it, when you have it, you don't want it. When you've got it, you don't want it.
You want it even less.
There's a human truth right there.
And why? Why do relationships look like this at this moment? There's been a huge build-up of additional financial pressures due to loss of jobs this year. And all the underlying issues, I think, that were in marriages but people chose or pretended to deny have come to the fore. And when you're with the person 24/7, they can no longer be denied. So they're exacerbated by this time of being in lockdown and in close proximity the whole day. And the other trend that is also interesting in relationships is there's become like a sense of a recklessness. And I'm sure cheating and infidelity are as old as the book itself.
Sure.
But we're finding people have adopted an attitude of live for today because we don't know that there'll be a tomorrow.
Oy.
So hugely reckless behavior in relationships. You know, a poor woman will be pregnant, carrying the child, and the guy would have moved on to the next person because who knows how many tomorrows I have. So, it's introduced on the one hand such caring and considerate behavior, and on the other hand, such irresponsible behavior. That is just fascinating. That's a subject all on its own, and when you get in our psychologist, you can check why people are doing what they're doing on that, unless you've got ideas.
No, listen, I find this completely fascinating. You know, this is, firstly, what you were saying about, you know, people in relationships, you know, who want to get out of relationships because, you know, anecdotally and from a personal point of view, I'm thinking that when you eventually do get together with family, with friends, with, perhaps a partner who you haven't seen for a while, that you want to be with that person and there's a different level of appreciation. But maybe it's truer to human nature that that appreciation lasts for all of 10 minutes and then things go back to normal and you just irritate the daylight out of one another.
And I think there's been a build-up in people's minds of, you know, you kind of need like a fantasy to get through the year. So the fantasy is when I go home and I'm back with my family, then things will be better. But it really, as you say, lasts for all of 2 minutes. The next big interesting trend that we've seen in behavior has been fascinating too, and that is the increase. We've had a huge increase of our number of calls have been COVID-related calls, Kathy, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We're looking at an increase of about 30% into the helpline of people calling in who are very distressed because of COVID of a loved one, a person in hospital. And you know what else people hate is they hate the feeling of loss of control. So with COVID, people have lost their so-called free will in certain cases. They've seen themselves being put into prison or in isolation for like 14 days. I've told you in the middle of a hectic schedule, you know what, Kathy? Take off 14 days at home and just chill and read your favorite books and listen to your favorite music. You'd be in your element, wouldn't you?
Pretty much. I loved level 5 lockdown.
So you loved that?
Loved it. As most people, I think, did.
Initially.
Yeah.
Initially. Time round number one. But that was called the practice round. Today, our government stats are 25% up, and we're sitting at over 14,000, and our helpline stats are reflecting the same thing. So what's going on and what have been the interesting cases around this? People hate being told that they need to do anything. People want to make choices for themselves. They don't like being governed or ruled outside of themselves, albeit by a sickness that can cost them their life. But really don't like that idea. So they are really, really struggling when they have to give up what they thought they'd planned would be their end of the year holiday. Some of them can't even do it, even though they know they should have done it. We're also getting a lot of judgmentalness around COVID, people criticizing other people for their behavior in that they're not living out COVID the same way as maybe I'd be living through COVID. There's another big trend here that we've seen in teenagers, which is fascinating. What will happen is a group of teenagers will go to a party, and then there'll be an outbreak of COVID among the group, and somebody will then post on the group. This is even an actual case we had in Durban of a family living there, and the mother phoned in hysterical. What's happened? My daughter's been cyberbullying because she posted on their group of friends that John and Peter, those are makeup names because I've never used real names, I've got COVID, and everybody, just be careful. You've been directly exposed to COVID. She got posts that were so vitriolic and so terrible. How can you share this? Why did you tell everybody this? My life's going to be ruined. An absolute badgering by the people who should have been brave enough and mature and responsible enough to tell their friends themselves that they've contracted COVID and everybody should be tested. So this was an unbelievable case. It ended up with me recommending to the daughter and the mother, I spoke to both of them, to go get a protection order and to say to them they have to actually stop this. Because the badgering online is horrific. It's also part of the, I don't know, we can do what we want. We chill, we free. You know, at this stage, we're not in ICU yet. We'll never get there because that only happens to old people. That's another illusion, by the way, that needs to be shattered. They're children now in ICU. Yeah. I heard a call being done the other day with somebody saying, just prepare your child. The nurse is going to come visit, explain that she's coming in a dress-up costume like Purim because she'll arrive in a hazmat suit to check your child. so the little child's not freaked, and I'm talking about little children, and make it like a big game, like that. Mommy is going to be checked, and daddy's going to be checked, and the little child's going to be checked, so the child isn't freaked out of their mind.
You know, Robin, when I'm hearing you talking, and on the one side, there is this, it's creating such anxiety about where we're at and people needing to make their own decisions and not being told this, that, and the next thing. You know, and I think to myself, maybe it's a case of, you know what, the government can't take responsibility for everyone. So make the rules. If people abide by them, they do, and if they don't, they don't, and they suffer the consequences. What are the consequences? They're going to get sick. You know, is it a case of we go into our own little caves, everybody who doesn't want to get COVID, we all go into our little caves and we stay there and let what's going to happen happen? I mean, is that a very hardcore approach?
You know what, Kathy, it might be maybe the only realistic approach to take that you can take to protect yourself.
Yeah.
That, especially if you've got comorbidities. Strange things happening. Teenagers, a 12-year-old kid runs into the line, cutting 59 times and bulimic. Why? Feeling of loss of control and other things going on at home in the household because there's been COVID in the household. So it's probably been abuse, and that's what the child resorted to. So even going into your own home sometimes is not all that safe, Kathy.
Robin,
if you're going into your own home alone, it might be safe.
Yeah.
But it might not always be safe, depending who you are going to be, who you're locking down with. And I think it should be individual responsibility. You're raising a very, very fascinating question here. Where does it become our responsibility? I think everyone has to take responsibility for themselves and for their family. And I think that's what people should do, but people are not. I'm at the moment speaking to you from the gorgeous Michaelsburg with the mountains in the background here and a fantastic sunset. And last night there was a thunderstorm and it was rolling thunder between the mountains, which is too magnificent.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I'm in heaven and everybody here is walking around. We're the one family who masked and covered up here in the whole resort. And everybody else is walking around as though there is nothing wrong. It's not COVID. It's almost like a COVID denial or a denial that COVID can get to me. You know, like almost teenage behavior where you think you're invincible.
Yeah. It's not going to happen to me. It happens to other people.
It happens to other people. Yeah. Happens to other people.
Robin Selko, thank you so much for doing what you do. You are absolutely fascinating to speak to. I could have listened to you, you know, the rest of the day. But wish you and your family happy holidays. Thank you to you and the team at the helpline. You obviously still have the outgoing calls to people who are looking, you know, who are feeling isolated.
Kathy, a third of our calls are outgoing, approximately two-thirds are inbound calls.
Yeah.
So we're still looking out for the lonely over this period so they're not neglected. And in fact, we made it a special project over this month to ensure that we try touch base with everybody we have spoken to over the years as well. So we're continuing with that work.
Amazing.
And I'll keep the other interesting case for you for next time.
Okay. Maybe we can catch up next week again.
Okay. God bless and to
thank
your
you,
listeners,
Robin.
All the very best over the festive season. Just stay safe, everybody. Please look after yourself. God bless.
Thank you,
bye.
Robin. Bye-bye. That's Robin Selko. Absolutely fascinating to see the trends. And, if you want to get in touch with our helpline, with the Chai FM helpline, it is a free service. And that number is 0800 24 24 36. And they actually take calls from all around the world. How's that?
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.